RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go now with today's personal connection, everyone. We're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it equates to smart travel as it safeguards you against so many unknowns that can create issues, including trip cancellations, interruption and delays. You might have medical coverage and expenses and evacuation that you need, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement, work-related cancellations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. More importantly, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Be smart, folks. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie before you travel, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, travelers come from all over the world to visit Nashville, Tennessee. We just addressed this actually last hour and talked about their growth, and they mainly come to soak up all that Music City offers at its various live venues. But how did this city build its country music reputation? Well, something happened in the radio world 100 years ago this November that would lead the way for Nashville to become the city to launch countless country music careers. For the latest in our Personal Connection series, joining us is Dan Rogers, the Senior VP and Executive Producer of the Grand Ole Opry.
Looking forward to this, Mary. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Dan.
Thank you greatly.
You know, we'll get to some of the history and the centennial in a minute, but I want to first talk about your career in the Opry, Dan. As we're told, you're a 26-year veteran, and here you are leading the Opry in its 100th year. So share how you got started with the Grand Ole Opry and what it means to you to be in your current role.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you, I got started with the Grand Ole Opry as a kid, not as a terms of a career, but there's not a day that I don't remember the Grand Ole Opry. It was just a part of my family, and went to college, of course, graduate school, and ended up as a graduate intern here at the show. And never left, as they say.
And here you are leading it in its 100th year. I think it's great. So speaking of its 100th year, I did in your setup briefly allude to the event that happened in November of 1925. Just walk us briefly through what that was.
So, you know, none of us alive today hardly remember a life without radio. Mm-hmm. But radio was new in 1925, and a station here in Nashville had a fellow named Uncle Jimmy Thompson sit down and play old-time fiddle tunes like you would have heard on front porches and backyards across Tennessee and across the South at that time. And people wrote in saying, that's the kind of music we love. That's the kind of music we're making ourselves. And from that moment on Saturday nights in Nashville, Tennessee, WSM was playing old-time music, now known as country music, and the show became the Grand Ole Opry and has played more than 5,000 Saturday nights since. And, of course, celebrating 100 years this year.
What a great story.
Well,
it
and
really
WSM.
It is.
Listen, we appreciate it. We have 611 stations run this show around the country, but WSM is a legendary station.
Yeah.
Anybody in the country music world knows it for sure and how it all started. We love it. We certainly do.
And it fits, yes, it says be careful what kind of fiddle tune you play because you're creating the show that made country music famous, if you're not careful.
Well, that's true. So listen, you know, we realize the Grand Ole Opry has gone through several different venues over the years, including the iconic Ryman Auditorium. And I believe you still sometimes bring the Opry back there for some special events. But give folks tuned in some insights on the current venue, things I'm thinking about right now, like the seating, how many shows a year, you know, other specifics, things like that.
You bet. Our home, is a permanent home, is the Grand Ole Opry House. It's built just for the Opry. And opened back in 1974. It's the very first venue that was built specifically for the Opry. So there are lots of dressing rooms backstage. It truly feels like a country music show place backstage and out front in the auditorium. And, you know, we call it the home of country music, but it really is that. On a typical show night, you'll have artists walking from dressing room to dressing room, hanging out in the green room, you know, bringing their kids to say hello to everybody. It truly does feel like home. And out front, there are 4,400 seats. There's not a bad seat in the house, and that really feels like home as well. I mean, weekend after weekend and show after show, people come from around the world thrilled to have finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry.
That's what it's all about, intimate. So you're in our personal connection segment today where we discuss all kinds of experiences that shape travel, as well as guest personal and sometimes transformational travel experiences. And you just said visitors come from all over the globe, literally, to come to the Grand Ole Opry. You're producing a lot of shows there each year. Talk about how much heart, soul, and work goes into putting these shows on. And some of the greats, just tick off a few of the greats who've graced the stage.
Oh, yeah. When you're talking about, you know, the Opry making an impact, the first person I think of these days is Lainey Wilson, who is an Entertainer of the Year award winner and just so beloved by folks from different age groups. And she convinced her parents and her sister to bring her here at age 9 from rural Louisiana. And Lainey can point to the seat she was sitting in when she sat and looked up at that Opry stage and said, that's what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to become a country music singer. I'm going to write and record country music, and maybe someday I'll get to play that Opry stage. And just last summer, summer of 2024, she became an official member of the Grand Ole Opry.
And there's a great example of the heart and soul of all of that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and Mary talked about, you know, you think about just, we understand, I mean, all the moving parts that it takes to put our program together. But, I mean, you're doing these shows. You just talked about all of the programs going on. And so talk about your team. I mean, all the heart, energy, all the ideas. I mean, it's a lot. No question about it, Dan.
It's rare that there's a night at the Grand Ole Opry House without some sort of event, and we'll do at least 240 Opry shows this year. Each of those shows features 8 to 10 artists, at least, doing all different styles of country music. So by the end of the year, we'll have had no less than 2,000 performances of country music greats, from, as I said, Lainey Wilson and Carrie Underwood is on tonight, to Vince Gill and Garth Brooks and the great Bill Anderson, just across the board.
I mean,
2,000 of those performances.
I love it. So, you know, you were fairly new in your role when the pandemic hit, and I've heard you say in a few places that you feel the Opry came out stronger than it was before those challenging years. Talk about what you did and how you kept the Opry going that worked, because in reality, you sort of took the Opry back to its roots before the audiences started coming.
Exactly. Back in, as we said, November of 1925, a fiddle player sat down in a studio without an audience, played that fiddle, and the people listened. And then in 2020, when the world shut down, artists like Garth and Vince and Brad Paisley and Trisha Yearwood came into an empty Opry house, sat on our stage, and played to no one in the Opry house, maybe about 10 of us total, but to millions and millions of people who hungered for that connection and for country music every Saturday night. It was incredible. It helped build the Opry's fan base, which was already huge, and, you know, led to now being able to do 2 sold-out shows tonight, 8,800 people total will be here this evening for the big shows.
I applaud you for that.
So since unbelievable. Since you're in your 100th year, do you have any specific goals or anything you'd like to see as the Opry continues to move forward?
Absolutely. That's to open the doors wide open to the next 100 years, to draw an audience truly from around the world, which we're doing. And one of the big ways we'll do that is later this month, for the first time ever, the Opry will emanate from outside the United States of America. We'll be doing a show in Royal Albert Hall in London.
Oh, that's great.
And
beautiful place.
Best is yet to come.
Yeah, we had the show there last year.
We took the show there last year. Wow, congratulations.
Really quick, I just need a quick 10-second answer on this, but is there one musician who hasn't performed there yet that you'd like to see at the Opry?
There's too many to say, but I'll tell you, if James Taylor, if you're listening today, we'd love to hear God. I'd listen to anything he wanted to sing on our opera stage. Well,
Amen.
Good chance
like
with
choice.
All the stations out there. He's listening. So, Dan, very nice chatting with you today. Yeah. Folks, for all show, venue, and more details, you can just go to the website, operate.com, operate.com. Dan, happy 100th. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Come see us.
That was fun, Dan. Take care.
Oh, you betcha. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye. What a great career.
All those performances.
And
I mean,
just think about all of that production work. And it's
a little
amazing.
Breaking news there, though. Royal Albert Hall.
That's also great.
That's a place to go.
Fabulous venue. Get yourself to the Grand Ole Opry.
All right, folks, as we get ready to pause for some sponsor messages, as our local stations will update you during this bottom of the hour break, still to come today, our listener emails, and in about 20 minutes, it's the latest museum gallery. Don't go away.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.